something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect. May he make you perfect in every good work to do his will. Did you see that? Look at this, is the Spirit's prayer. Let me read it again. He says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you. You see that? I said God works in you. See, the Holy Spirit is not just in you thinking of what to do. He works in you. Say, God is working in me. Say it again, God is working in me. He is working in me the good pleasure of his will. And so, I am growing into perfection because the Holy Spirit is at work in me, producing in me that which pleases God. I know where I'm going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How could I fail? It's impossible. Because God is at work in me. You see, the consciousness of this reality is what makes it work. Did you hear what I said? You've got to be conscious of it. Otherwise, it will not work. Hallelujah. You know, some people think, if it's for me, it will come to me. If it's God's will, it will happen. No, 1,000 times no. Not from this book. It doesn't happen just because it's yours. It doesn't happen just because it's God's will. No. There is a manward side and there is a Godward side. Some people wonder, so why do Christians suffer? There's a man on TV, you know, in one of these foreign stations. And whenever he has the opportunity to ask a religious person about God, he likes to say, what do you say about 9/11? Did 9/11 happen with God's, as God's will? Or what about the tsunami? They want to know. If God is up there, why did he let 9/11 happen? You know what the meaning of 9/11? All right, everybody ought to know. Why? Why did so many people die? Where was God? They said, where was God? What do you mean, where was God? Where were you? He said, watchman, what of the night? He said, I have made you a watchman. That's what God said. What about 9/11? Where was God? Where were you? You haven't studied the Word. You studied the Word of God enough to know who, to whom should that question be addressed? God or God's people? God's people, of course. Now, does that mean that if God's people are praying and alert, bad things will never happen? No, no, no. 1,000 times no. But it means that whatever happens, happens will turn out for their good. It may come by evil, but evil will not prevail. Hallelujah. Hey, look at this wonderful prayer. He said, may he make you perfect. Verse 21. In every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul knew it. He knew God was working in the Christian. And the only way that will become effective is when you got to know about it. No wonder he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He knew Christ, the anointing, the power of God's Spirit was working in him. He said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. I cannot fail because failure is not glorious. So I'm a success. Christ in me, the hope of success. Christ in me, the hope of victory. Glory to God. Christ in me. Hallelujah. You know, I learned a long time ago, God sponsors no flops. I don't flop. I could never flop. He doesn't sponsor flops. And he sponsors me. So, if God's looking for somebody who's going to make it work, he said, where is he? That's me. Because I don't flop. Hallelujah. Say it with me. I don't flop. I'm plugged in.
I'm plugged in.
To his eternal supply. I don't fail.
I don't fail.
Christ in me.
Christ
in me. The hope of success.
The hope of,
victory.
The hope of victory.
I'm a success.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. He says it's God who works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, all right now. Say, I'm going to give something to God. So I'm thinking, I'm really going to give it to God. Then I get there, and then I have some other thinking. Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and I say, well, I'll do it next time. And then 2 weeks gone by, 3 months, and I haven't done it. The working failed. Hello? Listen to this. You got to understand it. Very, very important. I said, why do visions fail? Was it because the visions didn't come from God? Why do they fail then? Why is it that you want to do something for God, you're ready to do it, you've even prayed about it, that you're going to do it, and then you don't do it? Did you ever read Jesus saying, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions? Which means, somebody could make the word of God of none effect. How? By practicing your opinions. That's what he meant by your traditions. They were their opinions, their own ideas, different from what God said. But they had done that so long, they wouldn't accept what God said. It had become their own tradition. He said, you have made the word of God of none effect by your traditions. He said, you set aside the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Now let me say this. So God's word can fail in someone's life. Yet there are people who say the word of God can never fail. It does fail. It fails in the life of the man that does not believe. Now, in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. In other words, the power of God to save works for those who believe. For those who don't, it doesn't work. And then they say, why didn't it work? If it's mine, it'll come to me. It doesn't come. It works for those who believe. Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believeth. He didn't say, all things are possible to everybody who knows God. No, to the believing one. Hallelujah. Now, when you want the Word of God to work in your life, or you want God's purpose to work in your life, you've got a job to do. And you know, there are many other things that we have studied along the way. Now, this convention, since Sunday evening to today, suddenly wouldn't be all that we have ever studied. Okay? Lots of things that we studied before we got here. Okay, so you must have learned lots of other things. Am I right? Okay, now you don't set aside the good things that you have learned, you just add what more you're learning to what you already know. Say amen to that. All right, now we are dealing with prayer. The Christian's ministry as a priest with respect to prayer. And I told you, prayer positions you. Prayer locates you. It puts you in the right frame of mind and puts you in the right spiritual position where God can do for you what He already planned to do. You see that? He says, I know my thoughts for you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you an expected end. So, He already has a purpose for your life. He has thoughts of good for you. But He wants you to come into the same track with Him and walk in that narrow path that He has set for you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ministry Center, Calabar, 16 Ayo Atta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon, and evening service, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0913-938-5842 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.